I was going to say, have you come to yet?
Good morning. Excuse me, if you've got seats available next to you, can you put your hand up, please, if you have seats available? There's one there. Any seats available over here? No, reserved. One at the back. Seat here. Good morning, everyone. Now that most of you are getting settled, can I just suggest, if you have not got your room cleared and handed in the key, you need to get up and get unsettled and do that, please. So everyone that's in this room... So everyone in this room has handed their keys in and emptied the room and paid their bill. Everyone, see if I find one of you, you're in trouble and you'll incur the wrath of the Scotswoman. So if you've no handed your... Hurry up. If you've no handed your keys in, away you go and empty your room. There's another one. That's about five of them. Any more for any more? See... Oh, these people. How many times do you need to remind people? Steve, what are you playing at? Anyway, good morning, everyone. Do you know that the word listen is spelled L-I-S-T-E-N. Do you know that? I can spell, not very well, but I can spell listen. See, if you rearrange the letters of listen, what do you get? Oh, Paul, you're far too quick. Silent. So see, when I'm speaking, go and listen and be silent. That worked. Thank you. So, hundreds of things a day. Right. Last night, I want to say thank you very much to all the parents and children. You did amazingly well sitting quietly through the art of God. What was it? The war with God. Well done, children and parents. Very well done. Thank you. You know, clapping for the kids. Right. Now, more serious things. Money, 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 always sunny. Anybody joining in? In a rich man's world. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Aye, right, okay, that's enough of me. Last night, there were stewardship forums. If anyone's filled those in for the company, please put them in the box. If you've filled in any stewardship forms, they go in the box. And if you haven't filled in them, everybody should have been given an envelope in their packs when they first arrive. Like their spare ones. Oh, aye, their spare ones here. Please, please, please give generously, because this is the money that helps Steve and Monica and the team do things like this. They have no other income, so please give generously. That's that one done. Right, next. Where am I? So we're going to have fun this morning, I've been told. And we should break about 10:45 for refreshments. And then after that, come back for a time of prayer, worship, and testimony. And you know, the testimony time is really quite amazing to hear what God has done this week. So I encourage you to be here. I'll leave that one to last. Some people are still requiring lifts, but I'm not very sure of the directions they're going in. So if you can give a lift, come and see me. And if you want a lift, come and see me at coffee time. And I'll try and match you up, because yesterday I was trying to match somebody going this direction and they actually wanted to go this direction. So somebody's bringing a map in the day so I can match you all up going the right directions that you want to go in. So if you still need that, come and speak to me. Aye, there's the map. Harriet's got it at the back. Right. F-13. Come on, did I not get an ooh for that? Foundations 13, Friday the 24th to Monday the 27th of April. Put it in your diaries now. Book quickly. He's just taking deposits, £80 per person. Be there. Bookings are open 5 minutes after today.
He's been the first to book for the last 7 years.
He's just wanting nobody to beat his record, clearly. Right. How do you all feel after that breakfast? Full. Well, here's what you're getting for lunch if you're staying. It's like chicken a la king with rice. Or you might be able to say it a posher way, but I'm calling it chicken a la king with rice. Or vegetable bonanza with rice. So there's lots of rice. And then you can have either coffee mandarin gato or fruit salad with tea and coffee. Just saying, so that you can think about that while you're digesting your breakfast. There's a couple of other things. One is lost property. Michael's gathered bits and pieces of lost property, so if you've lost anything, go and see Michael. And Hazel would like to say a very big thank you to everyone. She's really appreciated the outpouring of love that everyone has given her. So thank you very much, everyone, from Hazel. She appreciates all the love that's been shown to her at this time. And thank you, everyone, for listening silently. Here's Michael. Goodbye.
Thanks, Jackie. We've had a really international conference, haven't we? Someone who speaks another language. It's quite amazing. It's almost, you know, and we understand, or at least most of the time. Bits of lost property, two pieces. Paul, a red plastic bag, if anyone sees one, picks one up. Paul has lost that. And anyone with a DLR camera or with a proper camera, there's a filter in here, a UV filter. It's like, looks like a little lens. If that's yours, please come and see me. And just one final thing before my final announcement. And it was spurred by something Jose said yesterday when he picked up on the Greek tenses. And he was saying, there is one that is once and for all, absolutely total commitment. Sword subscription. I thought immediately of him, and I thought that, you see, if you subscribe for life, if you can say it, you will be richly blessed in knowing that you're fulfilling a Greek tense. So your last opportunity, the subscription form is on the back. There are copies that will be in the billiard room. Please, if you haven't taken the opportunity to go and have a look. We know for certain Jeremy did. He got the answer to the question of when the Thames flooded to the point where the tsunami triggered by the earthquake was. That was 1382. Yes, sorry, Malcolm, I forget you were there. And the event that Steve wrote about that may well have triggered that event. And one final thing on that was the question of the Hebrew and Greek for disciple. Did anybody take the opportunity to go and search for that? Mathetes is the Greek, and Talmud, I believe, I'm looking at Steve, is the Hebrew. It's what we are, disciples. Thank you for being so patient and listening to me during the week. Thank you.
Okay, so this is it. We're near the end, so thank goodness it's the end. we've got 3 days to recover from this before we go back home, so we're looking forward to our rest. But I think it's been quite a good week. Yeah, do you agree? Quite a good week. It's quite good. It was challenging for me to watch the drama last night because it's the fourth time I've seen it. But each time it gets me, you know, because my son dies 3 times every time, you know. which isn't easy to watch, but and for Monica too. The challenge, the foundation's challenge. I presume by now every one of you have done something you've never done before. Yeah, so I won't challenge any of you, but I might do. You never know. Depends what mood I'm in. Just a few more things. About salt shakers in general, I don't know how many of you should, if you don't, tell me, but every one of you who's booked online with an email address, that email address should be fed into the system whereby you'll get newsletters twice a week. So if any of you, what's today? Friday. Okay, if any of you don't get a newsletter tomorrow morning, which would be a news items, if you don't, then email me and I'll make sure that you're on the list, because they're quite valuable, just giving you news that you don't see in the the normal BBC sources, etc. And on Tuesday we select 7 articles or YouTube clips that should be of interest as well, so you should start getting those in the system, and in the same way you'll get items that explain things that are coming up that we're up to. So things that we're up to, already mentioned the next one, which will be at where are we going? Swanwick at the end of April. Bookings, as soon as Malcolm's done his booking, then the booking line will be open. One day we'll say, only those under the age of 85 can come to Foundations. Or is it 86? Well, he's not there yet, all right. And we've booked this place next year for Foundations, was it 14? I think it's the first week in October. Like the 4th or something like that, it'll be the Monday to Friday again. So if you want an advance warning of that, you've got it here. We do have any of you in the Southampton area, where we're doing a Foundations Day at the end of November. I don't know where, somewhere in Southampton. It'll be on the newsletter. Any of you in Kent will be in Deal Messianic Fellowship on the 1st, no, not the 9th of November, and then Sitting Bourne on the 16th of November, if any of you in Kent. That's about as far as I can get. Oh, in London. Oh, sorry. Paul here, who's going to come up in a sec. Paul and I will sit next Friday. We're doing a Modim. If you haven't been to our Friday night Modims, that might be a good one to come to in London if you're in London area. But more so, the following day, in the same venue, we've got a Sally Richardson Israel Day, but it'll be a Foundations Day with me and Paul, and we'll probably be covering the sort of subjects that we've done here. A bit of repetition. You'll probably do your word thingy. Yeah. Great. So that's for that. Right. Yeah, the Bible's. Yeah, you can come up and talk. Yeah.
Exactly how it happens. Yeah, we do a Foundations Bible School through technology called Zoom, which means you sit in your home, I sit in my home, and I can peer into your living rooms. But it's not quite that like that. It is an interactive Bible teaching time. The screens can be shared and you can ask questions and as well. So having got used to it a little bit, I feel that it does work well enough to do some more. So these are going to be on Thursday evenings again. And we time them from 7 p.m. till 8:30, because you can even still be eating your dinner at that time. You know, it doesn't matter, as long as you... in fact, Steve's usually cooking his at the same time. So from about 7 till 8:30 on a Thursday evening, you log in. I'll leave Steve to tell you exactly how that happens, because that's not my side of it. But I appear on your screen with any PowerPoints that I'm preparing, and we do an interactive Bible teaching thing. It will not start next week, please. Give us a rest. But we are going to start the week after, which I think is the 7th of November. I think I've written it down. But anyway, for 6 weeks, okay? 6 weeks, starting not next week, but the week after. Then we have a break, because there's some pagan midwinter festival that seems to get in the way of most Christian things. And then I'm going to do another 6... in 2020, would you believe, the first thing. And then, of course, it'd be F13. So that's how you fill in your time between now and F13. What we're going to do isn't totally decided. I have planned the first two, and it's going to be a bit of a mixed bag. In other words, lots of short items, bits and pieces here and there, mainly of a Jewish flavour or Hebraic nature. So nothing too heavy to start with. But then comes the crunch, because for a start, I'm looking for a commitment from people to actually, not quite sign up to it, but make sure there's enough people that are going to do this. So I'll do the first two and see how it goes. And if the numbers are good, then I'll continue and plan ahead for another 4 and then another 6. We'll probably get a bit of a series going. But as a reward for your commitment, you'll be able to tell me a little bit what it is you would like to do. So it won't be all me deciding, particularly if you want to do something that will last for 6 sessions in the new year and have a good go at something. So after the first two, there'll be a bit of a choice. provided there's enough people. But I'm serious about that. I do need enough people there. Otherwise, it's a lot of work, okay, to do it. It's weekly, okay, and I need to prepare things and do my wonderful PowerPoints that Steve loves. But he'll explain how you actually get onto the thing.
Right, so on the newsletters you'll get twice a week, you will get basically a link. It's, all it is clicking on a link. If you've got Zoom on your computer or laptop or whatever already, then it will just go straight to the meeting. If Zoom isn't there, then it will just load up automatically. Zoom will be put onto your computer without you even knowing it, and it's totally free. So there's no cost involved in any of this. The only cost is Paul's time in preparing it if not enough people turn up. And, you know, there is a cost in time. This is the thing, you know, people like Paul and myself, and I'm sure David, Chris, etc., you know, we spend a lot of our lives traipsing around and leading meetings, and, you know, sometimes, you know, people commit themselves to come and don't turn up, and it can drag you down gradually, and it has been a little bit of a disappointment with the Thursday meetings. You know, we start off, like last year, we used to get regularly 20 people, 25 people, and that's just gone down and down. I don't think it's about the quality of the teaching, I think. And you make things as easy as possible. What can be easier than wherever your mobile phone is? You could be anywhere in the country. You could be in any state of undress. You could be eating. you could be on a tube train, and you can take part. So you don't have to make an appointment and go on a bus and get on a train, you know, like normal Christian meetings. And yet, the easier we make it, the less people actually turn up. So one thing that I think Christine's mentioned, that maybe we should charge for it. It's ironic, because if you charge for something, it puts value on it, and people are more likely to come because they think it's valuable. If you make it free, I think, sort of unconsciously, they might think, well, if it's free, then it's probably not worth very much. You know, so it's a sort of a bit of a dilemma here. But so we do encourage you to come, and I'm not sure when the next fellowship, the Tuesday fellowship, it won't be this Tuesday, will it? No. So Tuesday week, Christine and Nigel, who was here earlier in the week, they're sort of in charge. Nigel's sort of casts a pastoral eye over the whole thing. And they're just good meetings. Jan and John are there every time. Where are you? Where are you? I can't even see. Oh, you're up by the top of the hill. Yeah, Jan and John. Yeah, if you want to know what's going on up in the northwest, then Jan will tell you. But they're just fellowship. They're fellowship. It's just, you know, if you like the fellowship here, we're trying to sort of keep the thing going, you know, from your own homes, your own safe place. But once you take part, you forget that you're looking at a screen. You know, you really do feel that you're in the same room. So, okay, those of you who have supported me over the last few years of my publishing, just to say, a new crowdfunder will start next week for the next book. All I can say is that David Searle's seen the first draft of it, and he thinks it's the most wonderful book he's ever read. He hasn't got a microphone on, so he can't disagree. it's called The Sinner's Charter, and it's looking at the Ten Commandments. And the interesting thing, the background to it is that after I wrote Into the Lion's Den, I thought it'd be good to have a follow-up to show people in the world, you know, how they should live. And I was thinking to myself, what as Christians or just ordinary people, you know, what laws could they be that we should be living by? It took me ages to figure out or to remember that we have the Ten Commandments. But once the penny dropped on that one, I realised that was going to be the subject of the book. So we go through the Ten Commandments, and the reason why it's called the Sinner's Charter is because that's what's happened to the Ten Commandments. Every one of them has been twisted around by society and even by many of the church. For an example, thou shalt not covet. Without coveting, our society wouldn't actually run. The whole basis of marketing, advertising, you know, is all about coveting. They want us to covet to keep the economy going. Yet the Bible says thou shalt not covet. So looking at things like that, and with a at the end, you know, suggestions of how Christians can sort of move ahead. So I'd really appreciate if any of you can support the endeavour, because we can't afford to publish or to print the thing ourselves. So we get crowdfunders to buy 10 copies up front, and then that money goes to the printers, and then you get your 10 copies, and then it's up to you to get rid of them. And I say that to some people, they say, well, I've still got 10 copies of your last 5 books. But think of it about supporting the ministry rather than the consumer side of things, just because it is a support for us. It's the only way we can publish is to crowdfund. Right, almost there now. We are there. Okay, my final action is to uncover the Chollers. This would never have happened if it wasn't for Artless, because you can't get Chollers in Exeter. We have a shop, we live in a Jewish area, and we have a shop around the corner that sells these. And the dilemma we had, that we couldn't have got it. We haven't been home since last, I don't know, Friday. So we got Johnny to bring them. So a 27-year-old who had a lot of things on his mind was still able to go into the shop and buy it. So, well, don't clap me. See? But I will convey your applause to him when we see him, whenever we see him on Monday. When he comes in, goes up to his room and ignores us for the rest of the evening. You know, that's what sort of happened. 27-year-old teenagers are all the same. You know, so here we have two Chollers, and it's simply sort of a gesture and a symbol of fellowship. It's been something that people always say has been one of the main features of foundations, is the fellowship between it. If we put nothing on and just allowed you to talk to each other, that will probably be a good conference just by itself, because that people say, you know, the meal times when you're meeting different people, between the talks you talk to each other, and that's how it should be. Most conferences is just teaching, and we cut the teaching down, but you know, we go for quality, not quantity. You know, I hope you think that there has been quality in the teaching. Yeah, let's get all the teachers to stand up. Then come on, up you get. Go on. Yeah, only one. The others are too humble. Oh, there you go. Yeah. And David and Chris are too infirm to get out of their seats. Oh, he's got a baby. He's got a little baby. I don't know where Chris is, but I don't think you stood up, Barry, did you? He's too humble. Yeah, look at that. True humility. Anyway, it's all from the Lord. It's not about us, as you know. But, you know, so and I haven't got time to thank everyone else, but thank you, you two, for coming and doing a fantastic job leading the worship. Brilliant, you know. The rest of you are just the usual lot. I'm not going to thank you, but you know you're all being thanked in general, even you. Okay, so use these as gestures of fellowship with each other. So between now and the end of the conference, come up, have some holler, and share it with people, and just enjoy it. It's really nice. If you have never had this before, it's very Moorish, and you'll probably take any that's left, I think. Because Jewish people brought up on this stuff, you know. But there you go. Okay, so that's the cue for the next stage. Dun, dun, dun.
Firstly, I just want to just say thank you and to give credit to all the young people who have willingly come to this workshop three times. And I think we're the only group that's got probably the oldest and the youngest in one group. And credit to you, kiddos. It's great. Not everybody is actually... Yes, thank you. Not everybody's actually dancing here. And we said earlier in the week, the actual nuts of the whole, the gritty bit of it all has been in the times we've been together. And this is only a fragment of what we've actually done. So there are some people who are sadly not here. Barry, are you being a wings or not? Yeah, well, I'll organise you in a minute. Okay. It's all a bit last minute, but we carry on. But this is really the story of how we begin sometimes in the flesh. And then the Lord calls us, doesn't he, deeply in our heart to walk a road of holiness. And our destination is not this world, because we actually don't belong here. And our destination is heaven. Amen. And where's Emma? Because she just wants to share something about a Silk Road. And do you want to say something? You please put your hand up. No? Are you appraising the Lord? We like it.
So Ginny found this this dance piece, which is the second song that we're going to do, called The Silk Road. And I'm sure many of you are aware of the silk trade routes that are being redeemed. And there's this massive movement to again share the gospel along that road. When I was in Jerusalem, there was a lot of Chinese believers had made these silks and were just handing them out. And it was beautiful because I'd look around and you'd just see these little flashes of rainbow colour just appearing everywhere on just loads of random different people. And that's what we're called to do. That's the power of the gospel. We call out the God colours in other people. And it was just really beautiful. I hadn't worn this because it's not really my style, but I felt to bring it to a meeting and I was just wearing it as a scarf when Ginny had said, I've got this piece called The Silk Road, which I think there's something in it on from God. So it says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen. So positioned, everybody.
For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. I heard something like the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Alleluia! Salvation and glory and power belong to him." The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes freely take the water of life. Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, or like the rumbling of powerful thunder, saying, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory unto him." Praise God.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everyone. For the Hebrew speakers, Boker Tov. It's a great privilege to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, to enter deeper into His holiness, get broken, molded, muddled up, and made into whatever He wants to do with us. So here we are on the second part of our celebration to His holiness with the choir group. Look at these beautiful faces. We had a... Yes, exactly. You don't know what a privilege it is to be a part of this because of who He is within us. And with a crash course in Hebrew, some people might not even heard Hebrew before or haven't sung in a long time, but they obeyed, they shema, they heard and they obeyed the voice of the Lord to offer this as a living sacrifice before His altar. Amen?
Amen.
So we want to honor the Lord in the best way we can with our gifts. So here's our beautiful choir, and I thank the Lord for each one of them in our lives. And musicians at the back, we've got Sarah, Jason, and David, who wrote and trying to work out all the chords for the songs in a few minutes. Sarah trying to bow and write at the same time, and little one on one side. You know, God prepares us all for everything we need to deliver through us. He comes through us, but He comes out of us. No glory to man, but glory to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ that we serve. Amen. Here we go.
The next song was probably a little bit more, even more challenging, because as often happens to me, as some of you know, I work on golf course, and there's not a lot to think about when you're cutting grass. And the Lord often speaks to me in those times, and I find myself doing really wonky stripes. But the Lord really talks to me, and I was thinking one day, how is it my wife can always recite the Aaronic blessing, and I've heard her do it so many times, and I just can't get it. And then this tune came into my head, and I started singing it. And the more I sang it, the more I remembered. And it became a song. And I just sang it over and over and over for about 2 hours while I was at work. And then I did it the next day and the next day until the Lord gave me the full song. And so this song is based on the Aaronic blessing. And these guys done a fantastic job in such a short space of time with the pronunciation. So we're going to sing to you in Hebrew the Aaronic blessing.
Yavarecha Adonai Vayishmerecha Ye'er Adonai Panav Elecha V'choneka V'choneka V'yisem lecha shalom V'yisem lecha shalom Shalom, shalom V'yisem lecha shalom Shalom, shalom Nothing missing Nothing lacking Shalom Peace be unto
the voices.
Shalom, shalom.